My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I said, listen, I don't got time to go back and forth here. I'm trying to talk to Daryl. I'm trying to talk to Danny. Trying to do the show. You coming on the show or not? And what did he write? He goes, I got to do 4 hours today with callers and texts. That's my medicine. That's what he said.
Not here, it's not. That's it's his not medicine here. In Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
What's his medicine here?
Well, he's not going to come on. I asked him. He won't do it. I got an idea. Oh, and you're going to love this. And this turns into a very good plug. Okay. So in front of me,
oh wow,
I have the free Odyssey app. And I've texted his boss, so hopefully his boss is going to make sure this gets on his show. Now, they have Trojan horsed him before. So I have it says, tap the microphone icon to record a message for 93.7 The Fan. Okay? Do we want to do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Now, of course, remember, you can do that.
You're going to want a favorite 92.3 The Fan yes, here in Cleveland,
yes,
Ohio.
Yes, yes.
That should be your favorite. Yes. Put the little heart there. But you can go to 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. You just click on that. There's a little microphone button. I don't know what they call theirs. We call ours the coming in hotline. They can call theirs great whatever they want.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, Pony, you didn't get Brandon Ayuk. Broderick Jones is terrible. Russell Wilson thinks he's David Koresh, and Steelers game should be on MeTV because you guys all live in the past. Signed, Jim in Ohio. Okay. It's there. It's there. All right. It says send. And, well, it came from Ken in Cleveland. So there you go. So it accidentally went to Ken in, from Ken in Cleveland.
Yeah, but that's the way
you
got it.
So you can't put a fake name on there?
I could. No, because my name, I signed up under my name. Right. So my name is my name.
So, like, you have to create, to send an anonymous one, you have to create an entirely fake profile?
Mm-hmm. Oh. So now we got something that Hody has to do today. Hody. Hody.
Yes, what's up?
Oh, yeah, turn his mic. There we go. You got to listen to Pony and Mueller today and make sure they play my voicemail, and then we can see what they say, okay?
I'll keep an eye out for it, Ken.
Or an ear,
I should
say. We got Friday Night Touchdown, and I can't be sitting on hold for hours on end. Okay, can't do that.
What are you doing on the Carmen Cruiser? You got time.
I could do it on the Carmen Cruiser. I could do that.
Yeah, why
going
not?
Going to CVCA tonight. It'll be a fun time.
That's a ride.
You got Ian back, my driver. It's going to be a good time. 216-474-0092.
My driver.
So at least who else is he driving?
Just saying. It's nice you have a personal driver.
I'm not driving the RV. I'm supposed to be hosting the damn show.
The Miss Daisy Show with Anthony Lima.
Yeah, there you go. Calling. I'm supposed to be doing all that stuff. Do pep talks count?
At the NFL level?
Yes.
No.
I totally disagree.
Really?
I think everybody needs a pep talk here and there. Everybody needs a pick-me-up here and there. I think professional athletes need a pick-me-up. They cannot just go out there and treat it as a soul-sucking job. They can't do it. I think that's part of the reason. That's why earlier this week I thought it was ridiculous. And there, if you're an anti-Deshaun Watson fan, then there's reason to believe it. Because, yeah, I'm the same guy who told you, and I do believe it's true. They didn't bring back Joe Flacco because they didn't want the fans booing the starting quarterback because they booed him last year when he threw, like, one incomplete pass at the beginning of the season. And the game he did well against Tennessee. Go back. There's boos.
Yeah,
well, now, some people like to explain that, it other ways. They were booing him.
That first half wasn't great. The second half, he was fantastic.
I thought the first half was fine.
But the second half is like, okay, this is Deshaun Watson.
I don't want to sit there and split hairs with it. I thought the game was good.
I have a question about the pep talk thing. Are you talking coming from another player? Are you talking coming from a coach?
I'm talking
because I think that matters a lot.
Okay, well let me get to that here in a second. Write that down. Let me get to that here in a second. Let me explain the position here. Is earlier this week, a lot of people wanted to believe the Jameis Winston thing for a reason that I thought was ridiculous. Now, I did believe that they were never going to bring back Joe Flacco because they do not. It's hard enough to sell your own guy. You're not going to make it even harder on him. You're not going to put that heat on him. No one's going to do that. I don't care if it's the Browns or anybody. They were going to let Joe Flacco go. So they let Joe Flacco go. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, that's what they were going to do. The other part of this is that with Jameis Winston here, Jameis Winston has done everything that they've wanted him to do as a backup quarterback. They weren't going to move on from Jameis Winston. I didn't believe it, didn't want to believe it. We discussed it, but it wasn't going to be for the reasons of Deshaun Watson doesn't like Jameis Winston, doesn't like that the fans like Jameis Winston. He's a good somebody and stuff. I didn't believe that for a second. And I think that that's part of the reason where he's been a great cheerleader of Deshaun Watson. I think that he's been a great resource for Watson. I think he's been a great resource for the fans in a certain way. And plus, I mean, he's your own Jimmy the Mouth from the South hype man. Because he's not going out, hopefully he's not out there playing, just like you never wanted Jimmy to get in the ring.
Sure.
Unless you wanted to see him get hurt. You don't want Jameis Winston out there because that means your starting quarterback got hurt. And you also want a guy that you know is backing up the entire team. And Jameis Winston, I mean, there's a lot of things you could talk about, the 30 touchdowns and the 31 touchdowns and 30 interceptions and things like that. But there's also what you have with a player where he's able to help out. And I do believe that there is such a thing as a guy who's being able to be a shoulder, not a shoulder to cry on, but a person that can be a voice.
Someone to lean on.
To boost some confidence. And I think that NFL football players, just as much as maybe Sandlot kids may need that. You need to be trusted. There needs to be some person you can trust to talk you into it sometimes.
So
I think that's fair.
No, I agree.
Oh, you do? You just said no. You just said it didn't.
When you said pep talks, I think of them as coming from a coach. And I think when that comes from a coach at the NFL level, it sort of rings a little hollow. But when it comes from a player, when it comes from someone that you share the locker room with, that's when I think it does matter. That though, I think there are two different categories, and I thought the category we were talking about is like Kevin Stefanski giving pep talks. I just don't think that is something that head coaches in the NFL are paid to do. I don't think that's really part of that job description. I think other players in the NFL doing it, I think that does matter, and I think that's where the real leadership does come from. So I do think, now maybe Jameis is a bad example because we see these pep talks and we laugh at some of these pep talks, and they're not always the most serious thing in the world because of who Jameis is and what his personality is, and that's how that goes. But I do think if you are going to have pep talks in the NFL, NFL players are going to respond much better, I think, to other NFL players rather than coaches.
I think that you're right. I do believe that. I think that leadership has to come from within.
Yeah.
So they have to, in high school football, I think that you can have, I think it's becoming fewer and fewer because guys aren't around as long for a multitude of reasons that would probably be a podcast conversation. If you have a 20-year head coach, a coach that's been a scion of a community, that has been somebody to look up to. Like, I remember a lot of quotes that my old head football coach said because he was there for a very long time before I was there. I mean, the guy was a legend. And I still think that that's cool, and you can get that from those guys. But the coach himself knows that it's going to have to come from the team. I think at every level it's got to come from players, especially, though, in the NFL. Those are the only ones, 9 coaches out of 10, at least at the head coaching position, those are the guys that can really express it from that level. There's been plenty of guys who played college football who become head coaches in the NFL, high school football coaches, or high school football players who become head coaches in the NFL. There's still not as many former NFL players, big-time NFL players, becoming head coaches in the NFL. And a positional coach is one thing. There's plenty of former NFL players that are positional coaches. Head coaches is a different conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that it still has to come from the players within. It has to come from that. Now, there's coaches that I think that are more respected than others who aren't former NFL players. I think it might help a former coach or a coach if he was a former player. Like Marty Schottenheimer, people don't remember, he played for the Bills. And Marty Schottenheimer was one of the most motivating people who ever lived, God rest his soul. It worked with that guy. Cowher, obviously, was a player with the Cleveland Browns. It worked with Bill Cowher. A guy like Kevin Stefanski, he'll never, to me, be a rah-rah guy, and that is not his place.
And
I think that if he tried to be that way, I think it would come off very disingenuous.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I think that their leadership has to come from somebody on the football team. And I don't even think that Jameis Winston is being the quote-unquote leader, but I think that his voice helping out some of the leaders with his veteran status, I think, helps them. Yes.
But those aren't pep talks, though. Pep talks don't have to be rah-rah. They don't have to be loud. Pep talks are – the best pep talks to me are those one-on-one, hey, I've seen a problem, here's how I think we can fix it talks. And I do think Kevin Stefanski is probably pretty good at that because he is – you know, those first couple of seasons that he was in Cleveland, I think we all expected a very generic non-answer. And we still do to some parts when it comes to press conference stuff. But I think he's shown himself to be a pretty genuine guy.
Yeah.
I think you're probably getting a genuine Kev when you're talking to him as a player one-on-one in a moment in which you need to know, my career might not be on the track that I want it on. How do I get it back there?
It can be as cheap as this. Like, you and I do pay attention to the stuff. We're emotional people. Like, guys who cuss when they really don't cuss. He doesn't. Right. When he says it, it means something. Like, he's dropped a couple of F-bombs in post-game speeches that they've played and they've bleeped out. And it's like, all right, he definitely means this. He's definitely emotional to the degree he's emotional. But if he stood out there and he's tried to sound... Honestly, if he tried to sound like me all red-faced and crazy, it'd be like, that's not you.
No.
That's not you.
No, it'd be disingenuous. This is not good. I think guys in the NFL can see right through that. And I do think at all levels of football can. The best teams are teams that are player-led teams. Teams that have strong leadership from players. The coach that you play for, whether it's high school, college, the NFL, can be the best player in the world. But if there's not good player leadership, it's not going to matter.
216-474-0092. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Nathan Zagura going to join us on the show. We'll talk to him. And could this season change the way you look at one person in particular? Ken Carmen, Danny Cunningham, in for Tone on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.